Each and all, little thinks in the field yon red-cloaked clown of thee from the hilltop looking down. The heifer that lows in the upland farm, far heard, lows not thine ear to charm. The sexton tolling his bell at noon deems not that great Napoleon stops his horse and lists with delight whilst his files sweep round yon alpine height. Nor knowest thou what argument thy life to thy neighbor's creed has lent. All are needed by each one, nothing is fair or good alone. I thought the sparrow's note from heaven singing at dawn on the alder bough. I brought him home in his nest at even. He sings the song, but it cheers not now. For I did not bring home the river and sky. He sang to my ear, they sang to my eye. The delicate shells lay on the shore, the bubbles of the latest wave. Fresh pearls to their enamel gave, and the bellowing of the savage sea greeted their safe escape to me. I wiped away the weeds and foam, I fetched my sea-born treasures home, but the poor, unsightly, noisome things had left their beauty on the shore with the sun and the sand and the wild uproar. The lover watched his graceful maid as mid the virgin train she strayed, nor knew her beauty's best attire was woven still by the snow-white choir. At last she came to his hermitage, like the bird from the woodlands to the cage. The gay enchantment was undone, a gentle wife, but fairy none. Then I said, I covet truth, beauty is unripe childhood's cheat. I leave it behind with the games of youth. As I spoke, beneath my feet the ground pine curled its pretty wreath, running over the club moss burrs. I inhaled the violet's breath. Around me stood the oaks and firs, pine cones and acorns lay on the ground. Over me soared the eternal sky, full of light and of deity. Again I saw, again I heard the rolling river, the morning bird. Beauty through my senses stole, I yielded myself to the perfect whole.